issues, and this has already been a day of compelling public testimony. In the witness chair, America's European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland. He admitted pressuring Ukraine over U.S. military aid at the express direction of President Trump, and he said he regretted working with Mr. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who he said was pushing for a quid pro quo, aid for a promise of an investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden.
Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky. Mr. Giuliani demanded that Ukraine make a public statement announcing the investigations of the 2016 election, DNC server, and Burisma.
Sondland said the White House and the State Department had made his testimony more difficult by denying access to large numbers of documents and other records.
This process has been challenging and in many respects less than fair. I have not had access to all of my phone records, State Department emails, and many, many other State Department documents. And I was told I could not work with my EU staff to pull together the relevant files and information.
AP correspondent Eric Tucker now with a bit of analysis.
It is extraordinary to hear Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, invoke the names of so many different administration officials who he said were kept in the loop on exactly what he was doing. And he used the term quid pro quo, which importantly is a term that the president has disavowed and said didn't take place.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel says it's carried out a wide-scale strike against dozens of Iranian targets in Syria. This in response to rocket fire on the Israeli